Let's pray. Yes, Lord, for this day full of grace, thanks for one more day, for the chance to do something for somebody else just because we get to. We're mindful of the sacrifice of others, those who defend our liberty, those who serve. All sorts of us serve, Lord, but we're lifting up, of course, our police and firefighters, EMS folks, our troops, their families. Thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thanks for giving us that gift of faith. So just for today, Lord, let us know your will and then give us the power to do it. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Oh, would you mind leaving the lights on? It's harder for them to sleep. No, we're going to be in the book of Acts if you want to follow along. Just kidding. It's Pentecost Sunday. A couple of weeks ago, we introduced this summer sermon series about the book of Acts. And so 3 weeks ago, I think it was, in Acts 1:8, you know, that the promise of the Holy Spirit was going to come. Last week, they were choosing Matthias. Remember how they chose Matthias as the other disciple because Judas dies? They cast lots. They were gambling, but they prayed first, so it's okay for us to go to the casino and then go gambling as long as we pray first. Is that what the sermon was last week? I didn't remember. I was at Minneapolis. Just kidding. This Sunday, the Pentecost shows up in a powerful way. Did you hear Pastor Johnson read that? Wow. Did you notice that all those different people from all different parts of the world are gathered together in Jerusalem, and they're all hearing the good news in their own language? Huh. Anyone remember the book of Genesis? I think it's the 11th chapter. The Tower of Babel. The people want to build this up real high. They want to get like God, so it comes crashing down, and God says, you know, guess what? We're going to confuse your language too. Guess what? Now everyone gets to hear the message of God's love from each other. You see, it's not just for Norwegian Lutherans. It's for everybody. So questions rise up about what is this love of God for all people? What's the Holy Spirit? Here's some questions. What's the Holy Spirit's job? How does it function in our lives? How do we respond to Holy Spirit's inspiration? We've asked these questions for centuries. And I don't know anyone who completely understands the Holy Spirit. I mean, how do you comprehend the incomprehensible in the first place? So I have two stories. One that's close to the end, so you know we're getting close to the end of the service, and the beginning one, which is right now. So this took place about 50 years ago in Texas. Anyone ever been to Texas? They talk differently down there than we do. They think we talk funny. We do. So picture 50 years ago, right, a big Texan, big hat, big ranch, rich dude. He throws a Texas-sized bash for his daughter. This guy was so rich that he had tens of thousands of acres of land, thousands of heads of cattle, hundreds of oil-producing oil wells, bank money in the bank, and he had a mansion that had 29 rooms, and in the back of that mansion, a big palatial estate, an Olympic-sized swimming pool. At this party, the Texan invites all the eligible young men to meet his daughter. After the party's going on for some time, he gathers all the people around the pool and he lines up all the young men on the one side of the pool. He and his daughter on the other side. He has filled the pool, the Olympic-sized pool, with alligators and snakes. And boastfully, this wonderful Texan with the big hat says, the first one of you boys who jumps into that pool and makes it over to the other end, I'll give you a choice. You can have $5 million, 1,000 acres of land, or the hand of my favorite only daughter in marriage. Well, no sooner had he said these words than there was a splash on the other end of the pool and a streak of water down to the other side of the pool. It was like an Olympic record. The guy gets up and You know, the boastful Texan walks up and says, "Well, what do you want? How about the $5 million? "No, sir, thank you very much." "Oh, how about the 1,000 acres of land?" "No, sir, thank you very much." "Well then, son, I reckon that you must want the hand of my daughter in marriage." "Thank you, sir, but no." Perplexed, the Texan says, "What, well, just in the name of God, what do you want?" "What I want, sir, is the name of the dude who pushed me into the pool." Old story. Here's the bad theological stretch for the day. Maybe the Holy Spirit urges us on. Maybe it's the Holy Spirit who nudges us and sometimes pushes us into the pool of life, makes us do what we can, filling us with power and courage, making us do what we don't want to do in order that we can do something for others. Jesus, in the gospel that Pastor read, calls this Holy Spirit the advocate. The advocate's on our side, helps us to do things, right? Calls sin what it is, a sin, encourages us. He points us to Christ's empty tomb with the assurance that he was put to death for our sins and raised from death to life, for eternal life for all of us. One of the things I enjoy about Martin Luther is that, pretty smart in many fields of his life, the part that I like best, though, is his meaning of the third article of the Apostles' Creed. Anyone ever to memorize that stuff in confirmation in old catechism classes? Remember that? The third article meaning that Martin Luther talks about the Holy Spirit. Does this sound familiar? "I believe that I cannot, by my own effort or understanding, believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me through the Gospels, enlightened me with his gift, and sanctified and kept me in one true faith. In the same way he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole church on earth." Does that sound familiar? So if I understand that correctly, I think the Holy Spirit's job is to cause us to believe. You with me? Am I too far-fetched on that one? You see, it's not about us. It's not about you and I standing up and say, I know it's what God has already done for us, through us. God chose you, right? It's about what God continues to do for us every day. You see, God daily loves and forgives and encourages us. And then also encourages us to share that same story of love to all people, not just Norwegian Lutherans. Not because we have to, but because we get to. The Holy Spirit, sent by God to help us. It's kind of like the wind. We can't see the wind, right? But it moves things. You can feel it. It moves us to believe. Can't necessarily see it, but sometimes we get a glimpse of it. Great example. Pastor Dennis Johnson, who's doing liturgy today, was at his best friend's funeral. Pastor Jim Anderson. Most of us know Pastor Anderson. We saw the Holy Spirit crystal clear through Dennis Johnson's eulogy. It's beautiful. So school's out. What do you have planned for the summer? Anyone going anywhere? 3, 4, 5, 6 of us. I get to go to Cathedral of Pines again, probably more than 50 times, at least for the last 50, 60 years maybe. I'm not that old, almost. Some folks have the pleasure of heading off to lake places. Some of us really enjoy house projects. Anyone like playing around the house or doing landscaping? Yes. You heard about that one landscaping project, trimming trees and cutting wood, about this guy who goes to the hardware store. I think the guy's name was Ole, right? Ole goes to the hardware store to get a new saw because he figures it's time for a new saw. He's been cutting wood for a long time. So the salesman looks at Ole and says, "Oh, I got the thing just for you." Takes down from the shelf the latest and the greatest technology of saws, right? Guaranteed to cut 10 cords of wood in a day. Well, Ole is so impressed. He says, "Wow, this is great." He buys it on the spot. The next day, Ole shows up. And he looks terrible, exhausted, like he's been pulled through a knot hole backwards. And he says, "You know, I worked as hard as I could, but I've only managed to cut 5 cords of wood with this thing. I used to cut 7 with my old saw." Well, the salesman's confused now. "Well, here, let's take it out back and see if we had some wood back there." So they went out to the wood pile. Salesman pulls on the starter cord, and the motor went vroom, and Ole goes, "What was that?" Sometimes we can be like Ole, trying to cut and saw wood without the power of the saw to help us. Going to church helps us stay connected with the power of the Holy Spirit. Receiving Holy Communion helps us to stay connected to the power of the Holy Spirit. Seeing you helps me stay connected to the power of the Holy Spirit. It makes life's daily chores and challenges more easily managed. I hope your time this summer includes a time to pause and to remember that you are loved and cherished by Christ. The Lord's with you. It's always good for me to see you. Remember that line from Hebrews 3, right? Encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today. God bless you. It's great to worship with you.